Welcome back to Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace. And first of all, I just want to say it's good to be back here talking with all of you. I know it was gone longer than I had originally intended. I accidentally lost my voice going to King's Island, which obviously delayed things. But also, as I'm sure you know, it can be hard, you know, just picking up things after you stop doing them for a while. But you know what? It's cool. I'm back, and that is what is important. And just to recap, I went on break originally because I just needed a break from after Infinity War and all the craziness I did for that movie. And it's in the past, and you can go and listen to those episodes. But as for the future, this episode is dedicated to the most well-known season of movies, summer blockbusters, oh yeah, which is, of course, comprised of the months May through August, which, as of making this episode, is already well underway. So I'm going to backtrack a little bit in May because you can actually see these movies still. I mean, that's probably not going to last too much longer, but some of them are, or most of them, are still available to be seen. So I'm going to backtrack a little bit and talk about them. Also, this is not an exhaustive list. It's just the releases that kind of stood out to me. And to make it a little bit more interesting, instead of just me dragging on about all these movies coming out this summer, I'm going to give these movies an obligatory 1 out of 10 rating. Okay, it's not obligatory, but the 1 out of 10 is likeliness of me going to see this movie. Like, actually going to a theater and purchasing a ticket to see this movie. So 1 out of 10, 1 being low and 10 being high. Okay, so that is how this is going to work, and I'm going to get right into it, all right? This is going to be a fun time, and I'm going to confuse the crap out of all of you, because we're starting on April 27th. What? Yeah, April 27th. That's not even May. I broke the rules already. All right, that's fine. Let me explain. So, on April 27th, Avengers Infinity War came out. So, obviously, it's not a May movie, and thus not a summer blockbuster. But you know what? It originally was a May movie. And you know what? It is probably going to make more money than any other film coming out this summer. In fact, as of recording this, Avengers Infinity War is $50 million away from hitting $2 billion globally. That is an insane amount of money for a movie. There are only three other movies in existence that have hit $2 billion. And you know what they are? James Cameron's Avatar, Titanic, and The Force Awakens, people. So that is the $2 billion club, and Avengers Infinity War is so close, it's ridiculous, and it'll probably hit it. Let's be honest. It's going to make it. So I'm including it on this list. Don't worry, no spoilers. I'm not talking about this movie at all. And if you have seen it, my previous episode is, of course, my review of that film. So please check it out. Otherwise, we'll rate this one at an 11 because I saw it three times. Oh yeah, I'm that crazy. All right, now for the actual summer movies. Like I said, I got to backtrack a little bit through May here. May 4th, the movie Overboard, which is a remake, came out. And for some reason, they decided to remake this movie. And I don't know why, because Kurt Russell is amazing. And I can say I did not go see this movie. So I'm rating it at a hard 0. On May 18th, Deadpool 2 came out. So this is what I have to say about Deadpool. I really liked it. I really enjoyed it. And I actually liked it more than the first Deadpool. However, if you have not seen it yet, please, 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 please keep in mind, it is rated R for very explicit reasons. So don't bring your children! That's your friendly PSA. Other than that, because I did see it, I give it a solid 10. And then on May 25th, Solo Star Wars Story came out. I know a lot of people have a lot of things to say about the new Star Wars spinoff, and for me personally, originally the plan was to come back to the podcast and review this film, and those plans have since been scrapped, so these are just my quick thoughts. I don't think it was a terrible film as a Star Wars movie. I enjoyed most of it. I just think Disney made a mistake trying to catch magic in a bottle, especially when it comes to a performance as iconic as Harrison Ford as Han Solo. But other than that, again, did not hate the film, so 7.5. Okay, as of this point onward, I will not have seen any of these movies, so my ratings will be of honest enthusiasm or lack thereof. June 1st. We're still backtracking a little bit, but again, you can still see these films. June 1st, the movie Adrift came out, and Adrift, of course, is the tale of two lovebirds who get lost at sea, and their only chance for survival is a desperate gamble to find land. While I can certainly always appreciate these based-on-a-true-story type films, I can tell you now I probably won't see it. So, I'm going to give it a 2. Action Point. Action Point is some ridiculous comedy about this dude trying to keep his decrepit theme park from losing to the competition. So basically has the plot of Good Burger, giving it a 1. Upgrade. Upgrade is one of those obligatory action films where the dude's wife gets murdered and the dude gets like severely injured. And then there's a mysterious benefactor who puts this AI in his body. And the good guy, I'm putting air quotes, good guy, he goes and seeks vengeance. So I gave it a 1. June 8th, Hotel Artemis. Okay, first of all, I love the premise of this film. It's an underground hospital for criminals. And second, I like the cast for this film. So while I'm probably not going to make it to the theater to see it, I may see it when it comes out on DVD and such. So I'm giving it a 5. Ocean's 8. I think we can all agree that the Oceans franchise was freaking genius. So when Oceans 8 got announced, I was kind of dubious because we definitely don't want another Ghostbusters fiasco. However, I'll probably go see it just out of curiosity. And also, it still has a pretty good cast. So I gave it an 8. June 15th. That is this very weekend. The Incredibles 2 comes out. The first Incredibles came out in 2004 and is one of the most beloved and cherished Pixar films of all time. That was 14 years ago, and now we're getting a sequel like, what? Not only that, but it picks up right at the end of the first movie. And as far as I can tell, it even continues the cultural relevance of empowering women. So, like, it's a win-win-win. So you can bet this is a film I'm going to go see. That gets a 10. Tag. When I first saw the trailer for Tag, I was like, okay, I recognize Jeremy Renner and John Hamm, and otherwise I was just like, what is this movie? However, for a comedy supposedly based on a true story, it seems completely nuts and maybe just good enough to be worth seeing, so I'll give it a solid 7. June 22nd, Jurassic World, The Fallen Kingdom. Chris Pratt plus dinosaurs equals I'm going, giving it a 10. But seriously, the premise is they have to go back to the island to rescue the dinos because it's going to explode. But also there's this evil organization that's going to make another super dino. And also Jeff Goldblum is in it. So that's a bonus. June 29th, Sicario, Day of the Soldado. So I did see the first Sicario and it was dark and it was good. And I had no idea that it needed a sequel, but here we are. Given that I did like the first one and Josh Brolin is on a roll this year, there's a good chance I'll go see it, so 7.5. Uncle Drew. Uncle Drew. I saw the trailer. That's basically the only reason it's on this list, so, and I don't really care for basketball, so 0. July 4th, The First Purge. So I could care less for the Purge series on a whole, so 0, because if I don't care about the rest of the Purges, then why in the world would I care about the first one? July 6th, Ant-Man and the Wasp. Hands down, another yes for me this summer. I really enjoyed the first Ant-Man. His film really changed things up with it being a heist film. And I think this movie is going to do a lot better than what people think just because of Infinity War, and people want to know how this movie is going to tie into that film. But also, it's a Marvel film, and it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun. So, giving it a 10. July 13th, Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation. No. 0. Moving on. Skyscraper. It wouldn't be the summer blockbuster season if The Rock didn't come out to play at least one time, except this time he is crippled. but that isn't going to stop him from kicking a whole lot of bad guy butt on the world's tallest building. Still, the likelihood of seeing this one is still pretty low for me, so giving it a 3. July 20th. The Equalizer 2. Here's what I have to say about The Equalizer 2. I never saw the first Equalizer, but honestly, I think Denzel's just super mad about being passed up for so many Oscars in recent memory, and he just needed to blow off some steam. Like, I could just see him sitting there and his agent calling him and being like, hey, you want to do another Equalizer? And he's like, you know what? I need to just kill a lot of people on screen. So, you know what? Sure, why not? Let's do it. I don't even care anymore. So, boom. Giving it a 4. Mamma Mia, here we go again. My answer to this movie is no and 0. July 27th, Mission Impossible Fallout. I'm just going to go ahead and get the rating out of the way first because it's a 10. The Mission Impossible franchise is A, one of the most consistent movie franchises ever, and they're just super enjoyable. That's point B. And this one looks like it's going to be off the walls crazy, and also Henry Cavill's mustache is amazing. Teen Titans Go to the Movies. Literally, the only reason you would get me to see this movie is for some miracle. It is the best movie ever made. Hashtag not my Teen Titans. However, one of their ads did tell you to go see Deadpool, which is odd that a children's movie would be telling you to go see an adult movie, but for that reason alone, it does get a 1. August 3rd, Christopher Robin. So Disney is obviously not slowing it down when it comes to their live-action adaptations of their properties. This movie, of course, is about Christopher Robin being all grown up and re-encountering his childhood animal friends. Starring some of my favorite people, Ewan McGregor and Hayley Atwell, it looks like a swell rated PG time. Giving it a 6. Mile 22. On occasion, Mark Wahlberg can star in some good action flicks, and this movie looks to be down the same vein. The difference is there are no rules, apparently, because he's in charge of a super secret kill team, giving it a 4. August 10th. All right, here we go. Here we go. Here's the winner of summer 2018. This is the winner right here. The Meg. Sounds really ambiguous, doesn't it? Anyway, The Meg. I have words for this film. If you thought the Sharknado movies had cornered the market on stupid shark movies, then you better think again, sucker, because Jason Statham is going Moby Dick on this one, but instead of a white whale, it's a megalodon, aka a stupidly huge shark, because this movie's utterly ridiculous, and everyone knows it's ridiculous. My rating has to be equally ridiculous, so the chances of me seeing this film are easily over 9,000! But seriously, I want to hear this conversation. Like, when Jason Statham's agent calls him up on the phone, he's like, hey, man, we got this shark movie. And he's like, I'm not doing a shark movie. Besides, there's no shark big enough to put me on a screen with it. And he's like, well, actually, it's a really big shark. And he's like, oh, well, in that case, sign me up. So, whatever, man. And the last one on the list is on August 24th, Slender Man, because we didn't already have enough sleepless nights from the game. 0. All right, so that was a fun time. So whether or not you're seeing some or all of these movies, it looks like it's going to be a pretty active summer. That about wraps this one up, but before you go, there's something that you can do for me. While I was on break, I set up new social media accounts for the podcast. It would be awesome if you went and followed me on those, because that's the first place you'll hear about new episodes. Actually, it's the second place you'll hear about new episodes, because if you hit the subscribe button, you'll know immediately when new episodes are up. Anyway, here are all the places you need to go. The Facebook page is at facebook.com/DJAceCC. Instagram is at Ace Cinema Central, one word. And Twitter is at Ace Cinema Central, but take out the last A. So it's just TRL at the end, not TRAL. Anyway, other than that, thanks for listening. It's good to be back, and stay tuned for more content in the near future.
Booyah!